Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Thursday, April the 15th, 2021. 14 minutes past the hour, and we are now going to have our monthly visit with one of my favorite guests. She is a columnist, she is an author, and she is the undisputed queen of helpful hints. She is Heloise, and she has had a very interesting experience recently that we are all going to learn about momentarily. Heloise, how are you? I think we might have lost Heloise. It was so interesting an experience, we got disconnected. So, we are going to pick back up here momentarily and get Heloise on the line. Because I just learned of a very unique experience that she experienced. How many times can I use the word experience in this particular sentence? All right. Let's see what we can do here to get Heloise back on the line and with us on this Thursday morning. You know, as I look at the date here, April 15th, you know, this would have been tax day, but now I believe it's pushed out till May something. I believe it's May 17th, but don't take my word for that. I believe it is May 17th, though. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. I do want to thank Prosecutor Ray Grogan and Sheriff Matt Bales for coming on in hour number one. That certainly was very, very interesting. Certainly following an interesting day yesterday, and for people who feel that I use the word interesting a lot, there is no better day in my mind to use the term interesting than today, considering what has happened here in our community. So, we are going to be joined. You know, Heloise was on the line there, so I know that she's out there. So as soon as we can make a connection, we will do that. Live radio, you know, things like this happen. I don't know if we had a phone dropout or what happened there, but trust me, we will pull it back together for your listening pleasure. And it's always great to have Heloise on, because when she comes on, we learn so much, not only about life, but we learn things that are practical that we can do around the house and in our lives in general. You know, to this day, I still clean counterclockwise. You know, if I get a stain on the floor or something, I always go counterclockwise when I put the soap or detergent or cleaning spray on it. I always take the towel and rub counterclockwise because of Heloise, because that is what she said to do. And that has always stuck with me. Now, as far as deviled eggs, I've never gotten any better with that. Well, we hope Heloise finds her way back here. Well, the phone line is open, so hopefully Heloise will find her way back momentarily. It's always a pleasure to hear from her, because she's got a great, great personality, and that's why we can do these segments every month. It's every third Thursday of the month, 9:10 to 10 a.m. is when we talk to Heloise. And it's an interesting time, because we are past Easter now. We are heading into, I guess the next thing really would be Memorial Day, which will push us into summer. And what will the summer of 2021 be like? I don't think we know quite yet. You know, some people are going to go on with county fairs, some people are not going to go on with county fairs. It's all kind of up in the air at this particular point, in my opinion. But that's how the cookie crumbles. Let's see here if we're getting any word on what might have happened to Heloise. Okay, you know what? We just got word on this, so we are going to go back to her momentarily, but does anybody have anything to say in regard to the last hour? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Well, we just got word. Hopefully, Heloise will be able to join us here momentarily, but we did just get word about something going on. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but we hope everything is okay on that end. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the prosecutor or sheriff's appearance on this program in the last hour? It was, I appreciate their candor on this subject of Judge Warner and his wife. I think, as you could tell, as both men spoke, this really is a complicated matter for most people. Or does anybody have anything to say in regard to the sentence that came down yesterday, 2 years of prison for both Judge and Mrs. Warner? That's a very big thing. I'm trying to think of anything in Marion history that really coincides with that, that would even be similar. Does anybody have any feelings on the whole situation in general, what happened yesterday with Judge Warner? I don't know. It's so interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
I watched the trial on, or the sentencing yesterday on Channel 6 on my computer. I was very, very impressed with the judge. I think the reason she was so, as people were saying, animated, is because of the situation, of what they did, and hurt the judges. Testimony alone is horrific. It's horrific what they did. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine if that was my child in the car. I just can't imagine. And I think she was so upset about the events that happened, but also, he's a judge, for God's sakes. And I think she was extremely disappointed in what he did. Neither one of those people said that they were sorry. Neither one of them took responsibility. Now, she said a couple times, "I feel bad," but she should feel bad. She should be the one that says that she's sorry to the family. I was just very impressed with the judge.
What did you make of Judge Warner and his wife's statements when they were allowed
to
speak?
They were awful. They didn't... He threw her under the bus. you know, like, it's, "I didn't do anything. It's all her fault. I didn't tell her to do it." It's like a 5-year-old trying to get out of stealing the donut and blaming it on his sister type of thing. Neither one of them said that they were sorry. Neither one of them took responsibility. I think they got what they deserved. I was the one that asked the question about the 6 months. I think if they get out in 6 months, that's just plain wrong. That's doing a disservice to the family, to the boy that was hurt.
yesterday on this show, a lot of the callers, or a few, felt that, you know, the Warners have a family, and the Warners are human beings, and that we have to have compassion. After the hearing, and the things that you just said, the statements that were made, is it harder this morning to have compassion for them than it was yesterday?
I don't have compassion for the Warners. I have compassion for their kids. I have compassion for the family of the Warners. Those kids are... What lessons, you know, did their parents just teach them? And I'm not sure of the kids' ages, but if they're school age, those kids going back to school and the peer pressure and just, I really feel sorry for the kids and the family. It's just, I mean, I can understand standing behind your loved one, but at least if your loved one makes a mistake, we all make mistakes, but they're not even sorry. They're not sorry. They didn't own up to anything. I feel sorry for the family. So feel sorry for the kids.
You know, I hate to say irony again, but you know, you have a judge who oversaw many cases and handed out verdicts.
And the judge yesterday said that he handled the drunk driving. He had cases, you know, before him that he's handled, and yet he turns around and did what he did, and he thinks he's going to get out of it.
That's one of the interesting things about this, is that, you know, when you campaign to be a judge, when you are elected, and how you behave on the bench, if you are handing out hard and hard sentences, you know, does it really boil down in the end? Is this really a light shined up to us that, you know, we all are human beings, and in the end, it doesn't really matter what we know or what we've seen or what financial strata we come from, that in the end, when something bad happens, nobody wants to go to prison. Everybody wants a happier ending than I think the Warners got yesterday.
Well, what they did was wrong. They know deep down inside, they have to know what was wrong. And when you do something wrong, there's consequences. And they made their bed when they left the scene. They made their bed when they got out of the car. I didn't realize they got out of the car and went over and looked in the car that they hit, saw the boy, and left. I have no words for that.
The judge seemed to have a big problem with that.
The judge was great. She was just great. I loved it when the defense attorney for the judge said something about, you know, they didn't really prove that he was, you know, an accomplice or he was culpable, or, and she looked at that defending attorney and she said, well, you must have sat in a different trial than what I did. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. So they did wrong. They got sentenced. They need to, I forget if it was the sheriff or the prosecutor who said they need to man up. And I hope to God if I hope I never do, but if I did, if I hurt someone, I would be so, I'd be mortified. I'd be so sorry. I would not, it's just hard for me to comprehend. And I've been thinking about them, those two, all day about being, because I watched them get handcuffed and led out, and it's, I guess, real life versus, you know, watching it on a television series. I was really upset by that. It was like, how can you put, you know, how did you put yourself in that situation? Yeah, I just, it's beyond my comprehension.
Well, I appreciate the opinion and the call. Thank you.
Uh-huh, Scott.
Bye-bye. And again, this is what we're going to do this hour, because we hope Heloise, everything's okay with her. I spoke to her a few minutes ago, but, you know, this whole thing is just, it's fascinating. I don't like to use that word, because this involves people's lives, but people do want to say things about it. People do want to talk, and this is your chance, 30 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If there's anything you'd like to say, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say about the sheriff or the prosecutor's appearance this morning in regard to the Judge Warner sentencing yesterday and Mrs. Warner, or the whole sentencing in general? We had a conversation on this program yesterday prior to the sentencing about remorse for the Warners and compassion that they are people. The hearing itself, the sentencing yesterday, which was televised, I think it left a lot of people very confused. I think some things that were said, I think the judge's reaction, which the last caller referred to, was something that maybe heretofore we had not seen a whole lot of. I think when Judge Warner and his wife were allowed to say something, the remarks that they made puzzled people a little bit. At least that's what I was told last night when I spoke with people about this. I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you on this subject. And it is an interesting subject. Go ahead, caller.
Watching Julia in the sentencing yesterday, plus where she was tearing up, and then the judge said something about it keeping him awake. Was it because they were remorseful, or because the reality was setting in that they weren't going to be free much longer? They were going to go to prison. I got the impression that neither one of them was truly sorry. They'd never admitted anything that they should have, and it was just the reality was setting in that they were going to go to prison, and that's why they were fearful.
Well, do you think, because I think I do remember that at least Mrs. Warner said that she had it written down, and it looked like she was reading from it. I don't think that was an improv speech.
You can write it down, but it didn't come from the heart. It didn't sound like it. It sounded like she was just doing it for maybe to clear her own conscience, but I never heard her say she was sorry.
Well, I think what was confusing to a lot of people was the reasoning that she did use, that it was the pandemic, and
yeah,
that it was the pressures of remote teaching and protests going on. And this was the straw that broke the camel's back. I know a lot of people who I talked to last night who heard that were completely puzzled and shocked by that statement.
Yes, I was befuddled too.
Yeah. Well, and then Judge Warner getting up and
throwing her under the bus.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that's what he did. Is that how you took it as well?
Yes. Yeah. He was horrible. I agree with your previous callers that were saying he did it. He needed to quote unquote man up.
And this is to my knowledge, still a judge. I don't believe he's been removed yet. I'm
right.
Not sure of that whole process. But
you're
you
correct.
Know,
paperwork has to be processed in Columbus.
Yeah, and here he sits today incarcerated. I mean, is there any remorse? Is there any compassion for these two at this point?
I think the only thing they're sorry for is that they're in prison. I don't think they're sorry for the person they injured and or the community. And when you were asking if anything in Marion history resembles this, all I could think of was the Teapot Dome.
Yeah, that goes back a little ways.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever remember, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, seeing a judge or even a politician let out of a court in handcuffs. I don't recall that.
No, there was a former county commissioner that got caught in some scandal, but it had nothing to this level, and it wasn't a felony. So, okay.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Back to Heloise.
Yeah, we'll see if we can track her down. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinion is welcome this morning because most of the opinions that we took yesterday in regard to this were before the sentencing, before we knew what that was going to be, and also before we saw what transpired yesterday, the statements by Judge Warner and his wife and the... I guess it's tone of voice is the best we can say from Judge Cosgrove yesterday and the sentence itself. We now know what the sentence is. The sentence is 2 years in prison for both Judge Warner and his wife. And if you have a dissenting opinion, not like the opinions we've had so far, or if you have an opinion that is just like the opinions we've heard so far, we would love to hear from you. It is unique in the idea, as the last caller said, I don't believe I've ever seen anybody let out in handcuffs like that before. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hey, I've been listening to you. You know what amazes me is Mr. Warner wants to come out clean, blame it all on my poor wife, okay? Let her take the blame. I didn't do nothing. I'm still clean. What a man, protecting his wife. Now, he said, or she said, the state of mind she was in, so they panicked. So, the panic of mind, and they picked up some evidence, red sound, at the scene, and she drove home also. That's bull. You know it is. Because he's letting her take the blame like, I'm still clean. No, I don't buy that. You know, and I think Grogan and Bales said it right. They was disappointed he didn't own up to the fact. You know, now I don't know the Warners. Like I said, I voted for him. And I don't know if she drives them when they go around different places. But she might have been driving one time, but she probably didn't drive the vehicle home, the state it was in. And if her mindset was that bad, you know, what a man he is. I really feel proud of him, you know.
Well, you know, going into it yesterday, a lot of people did have mixed opinions that, you know, there were no prior offenses, maybe they shouldn't go to prison. But I just think that time period that hearing was going on, from how the judge described things to her tone of voice to what we heard from Mrs. Warner and Judge Warner, I think that really affected people yesterday. I think seeing and hearing that changed some people's minds.
Well, I think this. They should have got 5 years for probation in 2 years, not 2 years and probation in 6 months. That's going to be very interesting there, you know. If little Joe over here, somebody that's nothing in town here, they'd hammer him because he's nothing. Well, he's a human being too. We're talking about we're humans. We're all humans. We all got feelings. But when you do something like that, and two professional people, no way, no way, you know.
Do you think if there had been a genuine feeling of remorse from the Warners, which people apparently don't think there was, if there had been any of that, do you think it would have helped?
Well, I think it would have helped because, you know, when you speak to the heart and, you know, you're sorry, you don't mean to hurt nobody. Just like with words, you don't want to hurt nobody, but sometimes we do. It bursts out because it's the way we are. You know, you can't sugarcoat everything. You have to tell it like it is. And a lot of times we don't like decisions we make. But you can't sugarcoat it. You know, you can't live in an excuse world. You cannot.
Mm. Well, hey, I appreciate the call.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And again, all opinions are welcome this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying, Beck. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I've got a question. I don't know if I read it or heard it, but they have already filed or are going to file an appeal. On what grounds do they have to, what are they appealing? Is it the time that they got sentenced? I mean, they're obviously guilty.
Well, it would seem to me, that yesterday, when the judge dismissed Judge Warner's acquittal, I believe he is still saying that the prosecution, or at least his defense attorney, Szymanski, was saying that they didn't prove anything, that the judge was involved or culpable. Let me grab my paper here so I can read this correctly. I don't want to say it wrong. Okay, what is Szymanski said, prosecution did not present any evidence to prove Jason was guilty of either crime. So my guess is that's what the appeal's about.
Okay. I just did not understand that at all. And I really wish, like your other caller said, I can't imagine being in the presence of this boy's parents, his mother, and not looking her directly in the eye and sincerely apologizing. And it just didn't come. And maybe they were advised by their lawyers not to say the words, I'm sorry, that admits guilt. You know, and that could be used against them with any kind of appeals. So maybe that's why. But very sad to watch, just the whole thing.
You know, when we get to this point, because I'm interested, because a lot of people, more than five that I've run to in the last 24 hours, have taken this statement that Judge Warner gave when he was able to speak yesterday, that, and I'm going to do it here one more time, he said he made his decision after the crash due to the mental state Julia was in. He also said he never was driving on the night of the accident, and he did not incite Julia to flee from the scene. You know, what do you make about that, saying that in regard to your wife who's in the courtroom? How do you take that?
It goes right back to, I think the sheriff said it best, man up. Yes, of course you have sympathy for your wife and, you know, what has just happened, but there's a life that was on the line there. That's the bigger picture, and that's what you have to focus on, not your own feelings, you know, worrying about your wife. It just, he dropped the ball, and I thought threw her under the bus as well.
What did you make of the judges? Demeanor yesterday.
I loved her. I think she sat and listened to everything, and when she started showing the pictures of the car and the crash, and you could tell that she was upset, you know, that a colleague could have walked away from such a crime. So I'm sure it kind of struck her there as well, but I was really impressed by her, and I think she was very fair.
When we see the photo, when we watch the video of Judge Warner being led out in handcuffs, can you think of anything that this is culpable to in the history of Marion? I'm trying to think of a time that anything like that ever happened.
No, not really. I mean, I'm 50 years old, lived here all my life, and nothing comes to my mind.
Well, I appreciate
it's very sad.
Yeah, I appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
And again, phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back. We do want to hear your opinions. 44 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Discussing the Warner sentencing yesterday. Judge Warner and his wife to 2 years in prison, as well as the comments made this morning by Prosecutor Grogan and Sheriff Matt Bales on this program. 740-383-9944 is the telephone line to call in and express yourself at this particular point. And we do appreciate the opinions that are being given this morning because it is a representation of people in this community. And that's important. But I do know that yesterday did impact people who really were not all that interested in this trial, to be honest. But people were talking about it as of last night. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Nope, I think we lost the call there. Well, maybe that caller will come back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have an opinion on anything going on here. It's an interesting morning, to say the least, here on WWGH Radio. Very fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
Can I just make one more comment?
Sure.
Everyone is, you know, after blood with Judge Warner. But to me, I'm more upset with his wife. If I were married to a judge and this had happened, and knowing that his career is on the line, his freedom is on the line, your kids could end up with no parents. If what was said is true, why did she not say, hey, I did this? I didn't want him to call. You know, this is all me. And there was none of that either. And I can't imagine as a wife doing that. It just blows my mind.
Well, you know, I don't know if we will ever really know what happened that night. Well, because, you know, it really is, when you go back and look at it, this is a sitting judge, and I believe she was a teacher, and you know, if the accident had happened, even if it had, believing once you know the person is injured and clearly seeing the accident, which you would have, you would know that the possibility is that somebody could be injured. I just don't know. I can understand panic and I can understand worry, but I don't know in those 9 hours what happened. Until they went to the police. Because as a judge, as a human being, I don't know if it was sheer panic. I don't know. It just, that question, and as I say, we might never know the definitive answer. That question is very, very puzzling.
I mean, it leads us to draw conclusions that whoever was driving was drinking. They went home. They allowed the alcohol to wear off. And then they contacted the police. And not saying you're sorry right there in the presence of that boy's mother, is just unfathomable. Unfathomable to me.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. But I guess we'll go from here.
Okay,
thank you. All right, again, the phone lines are open here for 12 more minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here at WWGH Radio, Thursday, April 15th, 2021, 48 and a half minutes past the hour. If you have any opinion on this whole Warner situation, we would love to hear it, and we have heard a lot of it this morning. So we do have 12 minutes left here. Well, maybe more toward 11 minutes at this point. 740-383-9944. Don't forget that On the Air with Glenn Coble comes up after this show today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we have Swap Shop today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. So don't miss those programs this afternoon here on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Because the opinions this morning, to be honest with you, have been very thoughtful. Now, I am curious, is there any remorse, compassion at this point left? Because as I was saying before the last call, there was, in the statements that were given yesterday, and the behavior of the judge, a lot of people changed their mind yesterday. I believe Glenn Coble changed his during the course of the show yesterday. It was just an amazing proceeding that happened here in Marion yesterday. And the reason it's being talked about this morning, and the reason it will be in the newspaper today, really has to do with the fact that it is, in a way, unbelievable is maybe the best word, to see a judge, a man who was a sitting active judge a year ago at this time, led away out of a courtroom in handcuffs to 2 years in prison. And that's very heavy for a lot of people. 740-383-9944. You know, no matter how you feel about the case, that's a heavy moment. It just is very, very heavy. And, what more can you say? I really, you know, talking about this truthfully, and I can say this honestly, I have no opinion about this. Because at this point, I think people have seen it. We have been so involved in this particular case for a year. From the moment it happened, to Channel 6 picking up the story, to the statements that were released, to to Judge Warner not resigning his position, to the indictments, to the trial, to the verdict, and now to the sentencing. You know, we have seen it and heard it and been involved with it for a year, and people do have very strong opinions. And that's what I have learned about this in the last year, is that people do have very strong opinions. Now, maybe we'll be able to reschedule Heloise, because we're getting very late in the hour now, for another day, because we do want Heloise to come on the program. I'm not sure what happened there, but maybe next time she is on, she will explain what happened, and we will get that all back on track. Again, phone lines are open. If you've been thinking about saying something, again, you can call in anonymously. We don't ask your name here, and you can give your opinion on this entire situation, or for that matter, anything else going on at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open at this particular time. You know, and you look back at things like this, and you say, it all comes down to one night and really one decision, and we might never know how that decision came about, but the decision led to a year of events. It's like dominoes, really, that culminated yesterday with the sentencing of a judge and his wife to 2 years in prison. And you do think about their kids. You really, really do. I think that's where a lot of the maybe compassion and understanding is coming from in regard to the Warners. But again, you think of the gentleman who was injured in this, Colton Gray. You certainly think about him. And you certainly think about his mother as well. And you certainly think about his family and the injuries that were sustained that night. I don't know, really. It's just tough. Because, you know, Glenn and I yesterday were discussing white-collar crime versus other crime and what the punishment should be for all of that. I don't think this is considered a white-collar crime, first of all, to leave somebody in that condition that Colton Gray was in. I don't think that's considered a white-collar crime. And I think that's the emotion. You know, to my knowledge, this was the only case, maybe only event in Marion history that ever led to a protest. I mean, there was a protest, I believe, last year in regard to the fact that people thought Judge Warner should resign last year, which never did happen. I don't believe has happened to this very minute. But again, I do thank Sheriff Matt Bales for coming on in hour number one, and I do thank Prosecutor Ray Grogan for coming on in hour number one and sharing their thoughts on what was a very newsworthy and noteworthy day yesterday here in Marion. And again, I'm sure if you see the Marion Star today, I believe the photo they used online, certainly on the website, was the photo of Judge Warner being led away in handcuffs yesterday. And as I say, it is an unbelievable scene, because in the history of Marion, as we have talked about this morning with the listeners, I don't believe that has ever happened. I don't believe any politician, to my knowledge, or anybody in the legal profession here in Marion has been led away in handcuffs to a prison sentence as Judge Warner was yesterday. But again, if you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. Well, Glenn, what's coming up today? We'll do a little plug here before the... Yeah, well, always time for a plug.
You surprised me.
Yeah.
The plug is we're going to talk about the difference in opinions between conservative and liberal people. I did a lot of research on it, and I don't know whether people will be interested, but I found it very enlightening.
Well, I'll tell you something. Last night, I was reading the opinions, and I don't know what these people's political affiliation is, but there were a lot of comments on this verdict yesterday, or this sentence, and none that I read fell in the favor of Judge Warner.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that people are not really making a political thing out of this. Now, judges in the state of Ohio are nonpartisan, but I think everybody knows from Marion. Everybody knows which way Judge Warren, which way he leans. But I'm glad to see people are leaving that out, because it really doesn't have anything to do with the sadness the family's going through, the kids are going through, and the young man that was injured.
Well, we had the sheriff and the prosecutor on this morning. They both know this man, Judge Warner, and they both, I believe, are Republicans.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, so there you go.
But I don't think that has anything to do with as I was coming up, the one choice that they made, which was a bad choice to go out and apparently drink a little too much and have an accident.
You know, but one thing about this is that I think this is something that everybody should pay attention to, that one decision, and what I'm sure was a moment of panic. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even sure where the panic derived that night. It could be, oh my gosh, somebody might be dead here. It could have been that. It could have been, oh my gosh, we're in an accident. Did you see that?
My career is over.
My career, right? It could have been that. It could have been, oh my god. It could have been a lot of things that caused that panic. But it really, one decision was the difference between 2 years in prison and I would have doubted even a trial. Well, I mean, I don't think you get a trial for what would have happened.
Father Spears, I'm going to give my true confession right
Go
now.
Go ahead. You must confess, not tell a lie.
I have made that wrong decision.
And, drinking and driving.
Yes, and I don't anymore, and I haven't for quite a while, but it really is a bad decision.
Right. Oh, and absolutely, you should never drink and drive, but when we sit and look at it, the thing about it that is stark is just, you know, I don't think it was ever proven that they intentionally caused the accident.
Oh, yeah, I don't think.
And I don't, even if they were drinking, I don't think that would have led to a trial. I don't know what the trial would have been. I think they would have got charged with driving under the influence.
Sure.
But, and maybe, I don't even know what more there would have been.
The decision to leave was the bad bit.
The decision to leave.
Yeah.
And that's what the judge said.
And that's what alcohol does to one. It impairs your cognitive abilities.
You know, the worst case scenario, because thank goodness the boy Colton did not die in this accident. So now knowing what we know, the worst case scenario would have been, I think, driving under the influence and causing an accident, which I don't believe would have led to any jail time.
No, but I'm relatively certain it would have meant he would have been removed from the bench.
You know, if he was the passenger in the car, I don't think it would have.
Well, yeah, if he was the passenger, I agree with you.
And that's what is being said.
Yeah.
So it one night, one decision.
Yeah.
But the difference between 2 years in prison and a judge. Now, people have to think about that in their own life. You know, what is it? Famous last words? That'll never be me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure 5 minutes before that happened, he would have never thought that less than a year later, he would be incarcerated.
My thoughts go out to both families.
Glenn's coming up next for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well-trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because